Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back to Icons of Influence, where we explore the lives and legacies of individuals who've reshaped the way we live, think, and lead. Today's episode was a recommendation from a close friend whom described this icon as his biggest influencer of life. This is a man whose words have echoed across generations, not through celebrity or spectacle, but through a quiet, transformative power. We're talking about Dr. Wayne Dyer, the best-selling author, speaker, and spiritual teacher who helped millions shift their mindset, step into self-awareness, and rediscover the connection between thought and purpose. From humble beginnings to global influence, Dyer's journey is one of radical self-determination, service, and spiritual clarity. Let's dive into the life of the man often called the father of motivation. Dr. Wayne Dyer was born in 1940 in Detroit, Michigan, and his early life was marked by hardship. His father left when he was just a toddler, and Wayne spent much of his youth in foster homes and orphanages. By many standards, his future looked uncertain at best. But Wayne was curious. He devoured books, challenged authority, and became deeply aware of one powerful truth: he could choose how to think. This realization became the foundation of his life's work. He went on to serve in the US Navy, then earned a doctorate in counseling psychology. While teaching at St. John's University in New York, he began to develop his own ideas, a blend of psychology, motivation, and philosophy, rooted not in academic theory, but in real life empowerment. In 1976, he self-published a book that would change everything: Your Erroneous Zones. No major publisher wanted it. No platform welcomed him in, so he sold it himself, out of the trunk of his car. And guess what? It sold over 35 million copies. The message: that you are not a prisoner of your past, your fears, or your circumstances. You can change your thoughts, and by doing so, change your life. That message would become the cornerstone of his legacy. In the early days, Dyer was often seen as a motivational speaker, someone who helped people become more productive, more successful, more confident. But over time, his message began to deepen. He shifted away from pure motivation and into spiritual exploration. He drew from Taoism, Buddhism, Christianity, and quantum thought, blending ancient wisdom with modern insight. Books like The Power of Intention, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, and There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem marked a clear evolution. He wasn't just helping people build careers, he was helping them build lives with meaning, and his philosophy was simple but powerful. 1. You are not your body. 2. You are not your labels. 3. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. His ability to translate complex spiritual ideas into everyday language made him accessible to a global audience. Whether he was speaking in packed arenas, appearing on Oprah, or recording PBS specials, he made people feel seen, heard, and capable of change. Dyer invited us not to seek success or happiness, but to align with it, to stop chasing and start trusting. Wayne Dyer didn't just teach transformation, he lived it. He practiced forgiveness in his personal life. He healed relationships. He overcame cancer. He gave away books to strangers. He meditated, journaled, walked barefoot on beaches, and remained endlessly curious. And he made service central to everything he did. He often said, "When you're in service to others, your life has meaning." He wasn't interested in being a guru. He saw himself as a messenger, a guide to remind people of what they already knew deep down. He also made spirituality practical. He encouraged people to wake up early, to silence the noise, to write down intentions, and to speak to their higher selves. These weren't lofty ideals. They were habits, daily practices, lived wisdom, and he used every platform he had to share them. His audio programs, books, retreats, and speaking tours reached millions, not by telling people what to believe, but by reminding them of who they are. He helped shift the global conversation around personal growth, away from goal setting and towards soul setting. Wayne Dyer passed away in 2015, but his voice, calm, grounded, warm, is still everywhere. His words continue to circulate across podcasts, social feeds, and quote boards. But his real legacy isn't in the books or broadcasts. It's in the hearts of those he helped awaken. He taught us that we are creators, not victims. That peace is not found in controlling the world, but in letting go. That love isn't something we find, it's something we are. He often reminded us, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. It wasn't just a clever phrase. It was an invitation to shift our perception, our story, our energy. Today, his teachings are carried forward by life coaches, spiritual seekers, psychologists, educators, and everyday people trying to live with more intention. Dyer helped normalize spirituality in personal development. He softened the line between science and soul. And most of all, he helped millions of people believe in themselves, not as performers, but as divine creators. He didn't give us all the answers. He showed us how to ask better questions. Wayne Dyer reminded us that true power doesn't come from control, status, or success. It comes from presence, from aligning with the deeper truth that we are and have always been. We are more than enough. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Icons of Influence. If Dyer's story resonated with you, share this episode, follow the show, and leave a review. And maybe, just maybe, take 5 minutes today to be quiet, to breathe, and to ask, what am I being called to align with right now? Until next time, I'm Hannah Halley, and this is Icons of Influence.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.